Leaders are influencers, and it's nearly impossible to maximize your influence when you're being dragged down and distracted by crippling anxiety, overwhelming stress, and private doubts and fears. We're unlocking the secrets to being fully present, expanding our potential, and growing our wisdom. Welcome to the Calm and Confident Leader Podcast with your host, Jason Stonehouse. Jason is the founder and lead coach at Life in Process. He helps professionals and leaders conquer anxiety and fear so they can maximize their potential. And now, grab something to write with and engage in today's episode.
Hey everybody, I want to welcome you to today's episode. This is episode number 10 of The Calm and Confident Leader. My name is Jason, and I'm excited about today's show because we're going to talk a little bit about an issue that I think is missing. So let me put it this way. A lot of focus over the last decade or so, especially when it comes to leaders and leaders of integrity, is this issue of authenticity. And everybody wants to be real. Everybody wants authenticity. If you go on dating websites, if you go on job interviews, everybody wants the real deal. And I think it's because in a lot of ways, we've all been sold this lie for so long that we're just fed up. We're just so tired of the empty promises, the empty presentations of image to then not be backed up with reality. I mean, all of us have had those experiences where we met somebody and we thought they were one way and they ended up kind of being phony, right? And we started seeing through the facade that they put up. And so I think in a very good way, and I'm a big proponent of authenticity, I want people to be real. I pride myself in a level of authenticity. I really want an authentic confidence, an authentic person. I want what you see is what you get, right? I mean, that is, in some ways, my motto. I don't want to overpromise and underdeliver. I'd rather underpromise and overdeliver, right? So authenticity is huge. But I think what it's done is when we are authentic with others, and more importantly, when we are authentic with ourselves, meaning we're willing to be real. See, I think part of the reason why we weren't always authentic with people is because we didn't even know. Like, we didn't know what we felt. We didn't know what we thought. And so we weren't being real with ourselves, and so we didn't have a lot to share with others. Well, now, as we're kind of all driving towards this authenticity and being real with people, we have to get more in tune with what's going on inside me. Because for me to be able to share with you, hey, this is what's going on, this is how I feel, this is what I'm struggling with, this is what I'm excited about, we have to be in tune with what's going on inside of us. And what I've discovered as I've started working with a lot of different types of people is it is demonstrating a lack of what I'll call substance. So it's not that people are trying to hide. It's not that people are trying to pretend. It's that as they start looking internally, there's so much confusion, there's so much mess inside of us that we're having a hard time untangling it all. We're having a hard time really understanding what does it mean to become a person of substance? And that's what I want to talk to you about a little bit today, and it may spill over into another episode or two, but that's what we want to talk about. We're going to talk about how do I become a person of substance, and how do I know whether I'm lacking some of that substance? I think that's what we'll talk about first, is how do we know if we're lacking some of that substance, and then move on from there. Okay, so before I jump into all of that, I am really, really excited because I am coming to the final stages, at least on my part, of my new book, The Calm and Confident Leader. So I've got just a couple chapters left, and I've had an editor who's been working with me along the way. And so editing has been happening in real time as I've produced chapters. She's gotten to work on them. And so it'll really just be all that will be left is cover design, and then working on the printing process and all of that. So we are just probably a few months away from the release of the new book. The reason I'm telling you all that is this: some of this content that I'm going to share with you is actually part of one of the chapters of the new book. So I talk a lot, because this is what we do at the Calm and Confident Leader. I talk a lot about this idea of what's going on inside of us, because I found personally in my own life that that's where the damage is done. Both damage to others and damage to yourself is because you don't understand what's happening inside of you. It doesn't matter how skilled you are as a leader, doesn't matter how experienced you are as a leader, doesn't matter what vision you have, what strategy you want to implement. If you have a empty or a confused or a messy internal game going on, it's going to screw up all the great stuff that you got going on externally. And so a lot of my work with leaders is to really focus on what's going on the inside. And so there's probably no more powerful issue than this issue of substance. Do we have substance going on inside of us? And that's what we're going to talk a little bit about today, and probably spilled over to another couple episodes. Okay, so let's talk first of the bad habits that are telltale signs that you are lacking substance. And I know I'm being a little aggressive with you today, and I know I'm probably stepping on some toes, and I'm maybe making some assumptions, and I'm going to let you diagnose yourself. I'm just telling you from personal experience of not only working with leaders, but being a leader myself for the last 27 plus years, these are some telltale signs that there's something going on internally. And the first one, and I think I'm going to give you four or five of these. Number one is the loss of integrity. Integrity is defined as moral soundness, but it's also the state of being whole or undiminished. And so when we lack the necessary substance to sustain our lives, and when we need the approval of others, our integrity is often the first thing to go. It's not that we make a conscious choice, but because the opinions of others is so important to us, we will often compromise our morals or our integrity. But in our defense, since we aren't living in a state of being whole, we're not even sure what we're violating. It's this lack of true self-awareness that makes us susceptible to doing what is most pragmatic in the moment. And that's what we mean when we're talking about a lack of integrity, is who I say I am and who I am on the inside is just off. And the reason I found, and I'm giving you and me the benefit of the doubt here, is it's not that we're purposely choosing to be deceitful. It's not that we're choosing purposely to have this lack of integrity. We're not even really sure what's going on inside. So we're not necessarily out of alignment with what's going on inside, because we don't have that established. And we'll talk about that when we get into what makes up the substance of who we are. The second thing is the issue of image management. Now, we've talked about this a fair amount already, but for the sake of this list, it really must be included. The idea with image management is that we feel that it's critical that we manage the impressions that others have of us. Therefore, we're going to do certain things, we're going to say certain things, and we're going to even overshare if we think it'll make us look better to others. And so we can often become chameleons in this stage. We can act in different ways around different people. And the motivation here is really to try and control something that is outside of our control, which is the opinions of other people. I was just talking with a potential client today, and he was just mentioning to me how so much of his world is really adapting to the people that he's with. And so if the person that he's with needs him to be a little more introverted or needs him to be a certain way, he tends to adapt to what that person needs. And so where this becomes problematic is we begin to, first of all, lose sight of who we are. We don't even know who we are. But then we also become different people to different people. And so it's hard for them to say, who am I getting? And who's going to be involved in this particular situation? So image management is a dangerous thing. I'm sure we could probably do a couple episodes on that topic alone, but we'll leave it there for the sake of our list of these signs that you're potentially lacking substance. The third one is what I call fabricated results. Fabricated results. And this goes right along with image management, because what happens is we embellish our results. We might say things like, lots of people agree with me on this. Or and we might say that when we've only really talked to one or two people, but we fabricate those results. Or we may share an anecdotal story about someone who liked our product or liked our performance. And even though dozens of people may have felt quite differently about it, we only share the part. We only share the story of the person who really liked it, because we don't want to look bad to that person. So we need, again, because we need the validation of others, everything must be calculated to achieve our goals. And if you're finding yourself fabricating your results or embellishing your results, it could be because you're lacking some substance. Number four is manipulation or guilt-based coercion. It's likely that we've all felt the sting of being manipulated or guilted into something, and it may have been a parent seeking to guilt us into visiting them, or an insecure person who was looking for validation of their worth, and many of us have also been the manipulators. And I know that sounds like such a daunting word and an offensive word, but I don't feel many of us do it on purpose. I don't even know that we do it consciously. We are simply trying to survive and get what we think we need, and yet we're doing it at someone else's expense. This is another reason why it's so key for us to learn to develop substance, to move away from some of these harmful behaviors, because like I said, when you're experiencing the manipulation, it just feels icky, right? It's like, oh, I don't like this. And yet, if we're honest with ourselves, so many of us find ourselves manipulating or trying to guilt somebody into doing something that we want. And again, I don't know that we consciously choose it, but there's so much going on inside of us that's not straight. It's all a mess that we end up trying to control and survive in our environment using whatever means necessary to do it. And when you find yourself in that place, that should be the dashboard light blinking loudly. I don't think you can blink loudly, but you know what I'm saying, right? The dashboard light should be flashing and saying, hey, watch out. Things are not good. There's some substance that's out of place inside of you. And that leads us to our last sign of that you're lacking substance. And that is that you begin managing other people through control. So we think so lowly of ourselves that we think, you know, no one's going to follow me on their own. And so we resort to control. We use fear tactics. We begin to micromanage. We begin to check up on everyone often, somehow to feel like we're in control of this. And this is, this often, at least in my own story, is often due to the fact that we don't feel in control in most things in our life. And so we'll use our authority as leaders as a vehicle to give us a sense of control, because we think it's necessary for our survival. Because if I'm not in control, I will die, right? That's the lie that we tell ourselves. And this is often really a fear-based response to the world around us. And so if you find yourself, and let me quickly review these five habits that are telltale signs of a lack of substance: loss of integrity, image management, fabricated or embellished results, manipulation or guilt-based coercion, and management by control. How many of those do you check off here? Two, three, all five that have been present for you? I would say even if you have one of those things happening, it's probably a sign that you're lacking some substance. Now, I've got great news, because what we're going to do in this episode and the next one is we're going to talk about this issue of how do I become a person of substance? Because I want to be authentic. I want to be real. But in order for me to be truly authentic, I have to have clarity on what's going on inside of me. Now, I've been using this word substance, but what is substance made up of? And what I use with my clients and what I have in the book is a substance pyramid that I developed that really begins to define some of the key aspects of substance. So let me just go through the five aspects of substance, and I'm just going to give you a high-level view today. In our next episode, I'll go in a little more detail on each one of these and maybe give you some ideas on the ways you can start building that substance. So the lowest, most foundational level of your substance is your inherent worth or value. And what I would say let me just go through the five. So number one is worth and value. Where do you find your value? Where do you find your worth as a human being? If that's up for grabs, if that's not secure, you will lack substance, okay? Second thing is the issue of identity. And identity talks about how we're wired up, how we show up to the world around us. So there's uniquenesses of who you are. There's uniquenesses of who I am. And we're wired up in certain ways to be skilled in certain ways. But it's more than your skill set. It's your personality. It's the things you are passionate about. It's the things that you do well, the things that come more naturally to you. That's all related to this issue of identity. But what I want to be very careful of, because we live in a society where identity equates to career. And so you are what you do. And that's a very dangerous place to be. So I want to make a very clear distinction. When I talk about identity, I'm not talking about what you do for a job. I'm not talking about your career. I'm talking about how you are wired from the inside out, and then how you show up to the world around you. Those are pieces of your identity. And if that's not clear, for example, if you are like I talked about this chameleon person, where you are acting different ways around different people, your identity is not clear. And until your identity is clear, you're going to continue to morph yourself into what other people want you to be, and you will feel lonely, and you will feel out of alignment with yourself, which is a horrible, horrible way to live. And so identity is where I like to spend a lot of time with my clients, because when that's established, you know, like it's all great on going forward. You have confidence comes easier, calm comes easier, because you understand who you are. Okay, third one is beliefs and values. Beliefs and values. These are your core drivers. This is your character. This is your integrity. This is the importance that you place on things. So really, this is the issue of your beliefs and your values. Not necessarily religious beliefs, although that can be a part of it, but really it's the story you tell yourself. It's the messages in your brain. It's the things that get repeated often. It's the drivers of your behavior is in this issue of beliefs and values. The fourth part of our substance is our priorities. And really two aspects of priorities. Priorities are what's most important always, and then what's most important now. So both things are critically important, and obviously they can't be in conflict with one another. But there's certain things that you would say, like, you know, I would say my daughters are always a high, high priority, one of my top priorities in my life. That will always be the case. So you won't ever be able to come to me and say, well, you know, are you willing to kind of skip that thing with your daughters? Like, no, my daughters are top priority for me. So that's always, they're always going to be in that place of priority for me. But then there's also things that are like, this is a priority for me right now. I need to get this fixed. I need to get this established. It's not that it trumps the always priorities, but there are some things that are important now. And if I don't focus on those things now, it's going to come back to hurt me later. So priorities are dealing with what's most important always and what's most important now. And so we're dealing with then making choices out of our priorities. Most people do not do this. In fact, and I think I've talked about this on a previous podcast episode, but is we don't think about when we say yes to somebody or yes to an appointment or yes to a new project, that we are saying a whole bunch of no's to a lot of other things. When I say yes to you, I'm saying no to other people, right? When I'm saying yes to giving you an hour, I'm saying no to using that hour for some other purpose. And we don't often think this through because we've not worked on our priorities. And when you understand your priorities, you know what to say yes to and you know what to say no to. And that's all a service of the priority box in our substance. And then the final piece of a person of substance is our actions. This is what we do. This is what we think. This is what we say. This is what we feel. These are the outgrowths. These are the results. These are the outcomes that come out of our worth, value, identity, beliefs, values, priorities, right? The actions show what's going on inside of us. And that's what we mean by an inside-out strategy, which is what we use through the Calm and Confident Leader program, is we develop this thing called the inside-out strategy that is a revolutionary way of leadership development. And the inside-out strategy says we're going to start internally and we're going to work on what's going on inside of us so that the things that we do, the things that we think, the things that we say, and the things that we feel are all in alignment with choices that we've made on what's going to be most important to us, where our value is going to be found, how we're wired, and what are our priorities, right? So all of those pieces then come out in our actions. So again, five parts of substance: our worth and value, our identity, our beliefs and values, our priorities, and then finally, our actions. And so what I'd like to do in our next episode is I want to take these one by one and go a little deeper in each one of these, talk about some of the options we have, talk about some of the questions that you need to be asking yourself in each of these areas to make sure that it's established and firm. And that is going to be incredibly helpful because, number one, it's going to get rid of those five dangerous habits that we talked about on the front end, those five, I called them telltale signs, that you're lacking substance. But I'll be honest with you, as I just read that list again today, after writing this in the book several months ago now, I'm looking at it again and I'm saying, man, each one of those five things that we talked about were incredibly damaging to myself and to people that I've led. When I've lacked integrity, when I've tried to manage my image, when I've fabricated or embellished results, when I manipulated, when I tried to manage by control, every one of those five things had significant fallout in people who I really cared about and who I really love. And man, I wish I could go back and do that. But you know what? I could teach you how to avoid those five things, but it would only be an external, I would just be teaching you strategies on how to avoid them. But if you deal with the five aspects of substance that I just talked to you about, if those get firm, you won't have to worry about those other things because those other things won't be present. Because those bad habits are only serving to protect the confusion and the mess inside of you. So once you get the inside game operating correctly, operating at maximum efficiency, then you won't have to worry about some of those external fallouts because they won't be there. And what happened in my story is there were times when I knew that these were bad habits, and so I would kind of use willpower to try to not do some of these bad habits, but all it did was, because I never really dealt with them at the root, all it did was come back again, or it came out another way, a sideways way, or I stopped doing number one, but I ended up doing number three, and that was obviously a problem. So this is such a critical and important part of your development and my development, is really that we become people of substance. And I'm starting to use more and more of this in my coaching program with my clients, and you'll get some of that in our next episode. So thanks so much, seriously, for taking some time to listen to today's episode. I hope this at least stirred some thinking for you, got you processing a little bit, And I'll be excited to share with you more on our next episode of The Calm and Confident Leader. In the meantime, I would encourage you to begin to reflect on your story and how you might begin to take some steps forward to true change, true transformation from the inside out. Enjoy your day. Talk to you soon.